gentlemen. Welcome to your County Commissioners Court meeting for August the 24th, 2009. We'll begin the meeting by an invocation led by Commissioner Alfred and the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Domain. Will you stand?
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? And we have a young man that does work for our county. I want to make sure that the county staff and everyone know that we are praying for the LaBeach family for a tremendous loss. Lord, we come before you asking that you give us your divine wisdom, guiding this county in the appropriate way it should go. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around each and every leader in our county and help us all to make the appropriate decisions, move us forward in every form and fashion. Lord, we ask that you put your wrapping loving arms around those families who have loved ones away in war and out of this country. Lord, we ask these blessings in your name. Amen.
Yeah. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Take the items under purchasing. Item A, approve specifications for IFB for seal coat for the Ford Park softball field parking lot. Item B, approve specifications for IBF term contract for hydrated lime for Jefferson County. Item C, receive and file bids for IFB for term contract for dirt for Jefferson County. Item D, receive and file bids for IFB with weatherproofing restoration of Jefferson County for Jefferson County Sub Courthouse. Item E, award IFB for runway 16-34 rehabilitation to airfield improvement and repair LC in the amount of $157,790.06. Item F, consider and possibly approve professional service agreement with Fitz Shipman, Inc. for the design and engineering service for the renovation of hangars number 2 and 4 at the Jefferson County Regional Airport for an amount not to exceed $103,360. Item G is to execute, receive, and file that service agreement with Fitz Shipman. Item H, consider and possibly approve professional service agreement with Peak Electrical for engineering services for standby generators for the Jefferson County Courthouse in the amount of $18,050. Item J, consider and possibly approve job order contract with Centerline Construction Services, Inc. for the repair to the Jefferson County Correctional Facility at Dormitory L due to Hurricane Ike in the amount of $9,483.60. This is in accord with a local interlocal agreement with Harris County Department of Education. Item K, receive and file job order contract with Centerline Construction Service for the repair to the Jefferson County receiving and filing that that was mentioned in J. L, consider and possibly approve job order contract with weatherproofing technologies or repair to the Ford Park switchgear due to Ike damage in the amount of $102,408.93. M, to receive and file that job order contract with weatherproofing. Item M, execute contract between the Department of State Health Services and Jefferson County for the purchase of and travel for Jefferson County Health and Welfare in the amount of $8,658. And by addendum, item O, consider and possibly approve contract amendment for RFP for emergency disaster recovery for Jefferson County with DRC for the demolition of 6 additional homes for the buyout program in Jefferson County. Item P, consider and possibly approve professional service agreement with ICU Environmental Health and Safety for the asbestos survey of 6 additional homes for Jefferson County home buyout program at a cost of $395 per home. Item Q, receive and file professional service agreement with ICU for those matters contained in item P. Is there a motion on these?
Judge, I'll make the motion that we approve all items listed under purchasing.
Okay. And we have a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. Let the record reflect that Commissioner Senegal and Commissioner Arnold are away at a Texas Association of County meetings in Austin. All right. Under county commissioners. Oh, that was 3 votes. Item A has been requested table. No need to put a burn ban in effect right now. Item B, receive and file executed interlocal contract between Jefferson County and Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission relating to the operation and provision of 911 services. Item C, receive and file executed memorandum between Jefferson County and StatCare and Acadian Ambulance Service for the provision of ambulance service during declared disasters. Item D, consider authorizing the county judge to execute an amendment number 9 to the Office of Rural Community Affairs grant contract number 723419. That's on the Hampshire Sewer Project, extending the termination date through October the 9th, 2009. Item E, execute, receive, and file that contract with the Office of Rural Community Affairs. Item F, receive and file interlocal cooperation agreement between Jefferson County and Port Arthur Independent School District for the Absent Student Assistant Project for a period of from October 1, 2009 till September 30th, 2010. By way of addendum, we have a matter that had been, that's item G, requested tabled, is considered and possibly approved appointing Judge John Stevens to the DNA Crime Lab Committee. And at this time, I'm going to ask Commissioner Domain if he will to speak to that issue.
Judge, if I may, I'll first move that we consider approving all items listed under county commissioners.
Okay, I have a motion to second. Discussion?
Yes, sir. Regarding the DNA committee, as you know, that's a committee that you appointed based upon conversations that took place during our budget hearings. We did have our first meeting last week, and if I may, the discussion, it was a very informal meeting, I think a very productive meeting, and the discussion centered around the fact that what we know from prosecution and defense sides of the issue and the issues that concern our district judges is that because of the popular television programs like CSI and programs like that, our juries have come to expect a higher level of scientific and technical evidence than was expected in the past, and it's put both the defense attorneys and prosecution in a position of, I don't know if demanding is the right word, but realizing that, that juries are in full expectation of seeing some of the same types of evidence they saw presented in television. We also know that our crime lab has become or has been frustrated by the fact that we're currently, for the most part, using the DPS crime lab. They are under a tremendous backlog of processing evidence. In many cases, they don't schedule the processing of the evidence until a trial date's been set. That becomes somewhat onerous for our district attorney's office, our defense attorneys, and our district judges. In all likelihood, as time goes on, DNA evidence will become more and more important, both to the defense and prosecution. So I think what the committee hopes to do, and we will probably break apart into little study groups because we recognize that there are a number of different areas that we need to focus on. Area one being the criminal justice consideration, and that is, number one, the protection of the innocent. Number two, the value of evidence to both defense and prosecution, DNA evidence, that is. And then Judge Lane Walker brought up the fact that there may, in fact, in some point in the future, be court mandates that would mandate that there be a processing of appropriate DNA evidence. So what we're going to do is ask that our district attorney, our three criminal district judges, and we very much invite the involvement of a defense attorney to add the defense perspective to this issue and come up with an explanation of why the DNA evidence is going to be, is presently such an important equation and in the criminal justice scenario and then what they see happening in the future. And I think once we get that back, where the various members of the committee will understand and where the public will understand how important the DNA issue is at this point in time, and we expect it to be in the future. And then we're going to, working with our crime lab director and the technical people, identify the various options that the county and our district attorney has available to them to get DNA evidence processed, whether it be through private labs, FBI lab, just the different options that we have available to us as opposed to the way we're doing it now. Then number four, the mechanics of creating a DNA testing facility as a part of our Jefferson County Crime Lab, if it looks like that's the way we need to go. And that in itself is a fairly complicated issue because it involves the hiring of trained personnel, acquiring equipment, the training of those personnel and the certification of the lab to process DNA evidence. And what we know now is that our crime lab is bursting at the seams. Even without DNA testing, we're moving towards needing a new facility. And it's our expectation that if this committee moves towards creating a DNA facility in our crime lab, it's going to, in fact, be the straw that broke the camel's back, and we need to move towards obtaining a new facility, whether it's renovating an existing facility or building a new facility. And then that leads us into number five, the cost budget considerations. That's the cost of implementation, the potential savings. The potential savings issue is very interesting because when you involve the savings in the time of the prosecutors, our judges, the possibility that early processing of DNA evidence could lead to early resolution of the cases and plea bargains and that sort of thing. And also the likelihood of getting an innocent person out of jail that's been falsely accused. So the potential savings is a complicated issue. When you think about someone sitting in jail at somewhere around $52 a day, if you can get that person out of our jail 3 or 4 months earlier, then it's a huge savings, even though the testing itself may be a little more expensive. And then there's the potential of contracting with surrounding counties or counties anywhere else in the state of Texas that are in the same position we are and need to have their evidence processed early. And then, of course, the likelihood of grant funding. And I think if we get to this point, then it's going to be incumbent upon the commissioner's court, our auditor, and our criminal justice people to aggressively pursue any grant funding we can obtain to help us move along in this issue. And then The final job of the committee will be to come back to the court and the public with a recommendation. Is it advisable to bring DNA testing in-house? And if so, establish a time frame for implementation. So that's where we are in this process. And it's a committee that was not appointed by Commissioner's Court. It was, in fact, appointed by our county judge. It's an ad hoc committee made up of interested parties. And I will relay to Judge Stevens, since he's voiced an interest, that we very much want his input, as we do the input of Judge Gist. And, of course, Judge Lane Walker is already working with the committee. And I think it's very important on this, especially this initial step, that we get, we have so much, so many people in this county, our three criminal district judges, our district attorney that has years of experience, and then with the addition of, I think, of one or more competent defense attorneys, I think we ought to be able to paint a really good picture of where we are on the DNA issue and how important it's going to be both now and in the future. So that's where we're working toward, Judge.
Thank you, and that's very well stated. And we will get moving along on that issue. Is there any other discussion of other items under county commissioners? Okay, then all in favor of those, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The ayes have it. County auditor, consider and approve a budget transfer for the district clerk in the amount of $810 for additional travel. Item B, consider budget amendment to human resources for additional cost of $4,400. And item C, payment of regular bills, check number 320347 through check number 320597.
I move for approval.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. All opposed say no. Ayes have it. Under risk management, we have an addenda item, and that is consider and possibly approve filing proof of loss with insurance carriers for damages resulting from Hurricane Ike. Have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. Under Sheriff's Department, item A, receive and file 2010 interlocal agency agreement with the Southeast Texas Auto Theft Task Force grant. Item B, by addendum, consider and possibly approve filing proofs of loss. Item B, under Sheriff, consider and possibly adopt a resolution for grant funding by the Jefferson County Criminal Justice Division for a period of from October 1, 2009 till September 30, 2010. No matching funds by the county are required. Is there a motion on these two items? Motion.
Second.
Second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. Is there anything further?
Yeah, Judge, I want to bring to the court's attention, I had the privilege on Sunday evening to attend the dedication of the building for Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church. That church was destroyed during Rita, and that was, as they said in church yesterday, 1,252 days ago. But they are back and at home and happy to be at home. So it just shows that it takes some time for some parts of our community to get back up and going. I'm getting constant calls about things that have happened here recently after we started getting a little rain. So I am going to ask the courts and indulgence so we can talk to Southeast Texas Regional Planning and others so we can help our citizens. We're getting calls about leaking homes and things of that nature. It's very important that we to put the pressure to the right sources to make sure we get help for those citizens. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anything further? All right, if nothing further, we will adjourn. Thank you for being here.